One of the longest-serving Ohioans in Congress, is being remembered as a proud Republican, yet nonpartisan public servant. Ralph Regula, who represented Northeast Ohio for 36 years, died Wednesday at his home. He was 92. And everyone I'm talking with about Ralph Regula is starting with or quickly getting to two points. He was an exceptional person, and he got things done. Mike Hanke, retired editor and general manager of the Canton Repository, knew Ralph Regula from when, as a new reporter, he covered the congressman's run for the first of what would be 18 terms. We talked over lunch.
A former publisher of mine, I always thought, said it most concisely. He was a good man.
Janet Creighton, a Starr County commissioner and former mayor of Canton, also went way back with Republican colleague Regula.
He was a very kind and gentle individual, but I think he is probably going to be remembered for his constituency service. It didn't matter where you came from or who you were or what your politic was. He wanted to serve his constituents.
That was a message he imparted to staff, but it's also the reason he insisted his home phone number always be listed.
People could call me any time of the night or day and say, will you help me with Grandpa's Social Security, or will you help me with Grandpa's Veterans Benefits? And we took care of them. And you have to take care of people and do things which are in the best interest of people and the country.
Former Repository editor Hanke says Regula, who had been a farmer, teacher, and state lawmaker, arrived in Washington in 1973 with that attitude and maintained it through his retirement in 2008.
Anyone who needed anything locally that the congressman could help a person get, he got.
But Regula's definition of constituent service wasn't all in the small stuff. He and late Congressman John Seiberling are credited as the founding fathers of the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. Democrat Seiberling worked with the House Democratic leadership, while Regula nudged Republican President Gerald Ford.
I was a moderate Republican, and I like to work well with both sides. That's how you get things done. You work with people.
Regula also helped establish the Northeast Ohio Medical College and, together with his wife of 70 years, Mary, the National First Ladies Library in an ornate historic building in Canton. Pat Kreider is executive director.
The way that he made things happen is that he did care and he did listen to people's needs, and he was always, always, always very concerned about the district and, you know, stayed in Congress as long as he did because he felt that there was still more that he could do.
Last year, Regula said he still believed in getting things done for the people, and he was disappointed that Washington seems to have moved away from that.
I'm concerned today that there's too much acrimony between the parties and between the people. Our job is to represent the people of America, to make America do things that are good for America and not be so provincial in their thinking.
In his years in Washington, Regula founded the Steel Caucus, voted against NAFTA, and rose to the powerful Appropriations Committee. And he is still regarded with affection by the brash young congressman who headed the Budget Committee and crossed swords with appropriators, now Ohio Governor John Kasich.
Ralph was, in many respects, like a father in Congress. He was stable, smart, always had advice, and frankly, he was always patient with me.
He was also highly respected at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue. Janet Creighton was for a time director of intergovernmental affairs at the Bush White House.
They knew him by name. I'm going to tell you, not every congressman that came through the White House did everybody know their name. And I remember, too, he was getting up in years, and they always made arrangements for him to drive his little red truck into the White House, because that is something else that you just don't open the gates. And they would open up the gates for the little red truck.
There's one more thing everyone remembers about Ralph Regula. He was always devoted to Ohio and home.
My fun trips to go back to the farm. I've been 35 countries over the years. I don't have any craving to go anywhere, frankly.
And back to the farm is what he did. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.